We as the Gitva says that we have to mention both, but the question is what should be mentioned first. So from the Rambam is mashma that one has the option to mention first the Shibud Aguf, and it's even mashma from Loshon Rambam that if he doesn't want to mention Shibud HaNefesh, he also is allowed to do that. Kesad maschil misaper bis shebitchilo yavseinu mitrach molfonov kifrim bitei macha hevel vereitzi macha avides alulim umisayim bidas emesh kibona amokin loy vivdelonu muhumeis vikirbonu ilu yechude vichim maschil midia shavodim oyinu lifarad mitzrayim des chibud aguf vicholoro shegmolonu umisayim binis So it's mashma that he has the option to do it like Rav or to do it like Shmuel. Without even doing both, that's how it's mashma. But in the Nusach HaGodeh, he says, Nusach HaGodeh shenoagu bo Yisrael bizman hagolus kach. And then he says, Avodim Yinu Yifar Mizraim Vayitzinu Melikim Mishon Piyot Chazok Ozrein Yitzio De Shibud Aguf. And after that he says this is the Nusach in our Agoles Mitchilo Evidei Elihim Acherim O Yavisei Vach Shekulam Aklab Dos. So how is it that in Perek Zion he gives the person the option to discuss one or the other, and here no. The answer is Bizman Abayis, when the Jews were allowed Muslim, it wasn't indispensable to mention both. But if he mentioned one, it was all right. We were on safe grounds. But Bizman Agolas, when we are wandering Jews, so then it is indispensable to mention both, that both are equally important. So there in the Nusach HaGodeh he says Bizman HaGolus, so you have to mention both. That's in regard to the Shibud HaGuf et Kibur HaNefesh. What's about the Misayim Bishvach? What is the Siyum Bishvach of the Shibud HaGuf? What is the siyum bishvach of Shibud HaGuf? So from the Loshon Rambam is mashma v'chimaschel midia sh'avodim oyinu ifar b'mitzrayim v'choloro shel molonu u'misayim b'nisim nifloiz. There's the Siyum Bishvach. And what is the Siyum Bishvach of the Shibud HaNefesh? So the Rambam says, Kis Masril Misaper, Shebitchilo Hoya Viseinu Miterach, Umulfonov, Keifrim Viteim Acha Ever, Vireitchim Acha Avedes Alulim, Umisayim Bidas Emes, Shekivona Amokim Loi Vivdelonu Moumes. However, there are other shittes. The Meiri, and Psochi, Daf Kuftes Rov, Maskel Vinus, Rosaleima Avodim Elim. The Shibud HaGuf kibli haine avodim yinu kitei shifarse misavdus lagia menu lechvei shechor vichei maschil achakein mitchilo eidi avizore umisayim vishvach shiyotsonu mishom vinizkarabnu laavedis Hashem nizbarach bi chamo mail stevis bi deris bi parsha sarami bi dovi achi yid meia vidrish kola parsha al der hamikash. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that the sign bishvach of the Shibud Aguf is the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom delivered us with by Fusom Linisi, and the Sium Bishvach of Shibud HaNefesh consists that Gevona Amokam Avidos. He says that the Sium Bishvach of Bishvach Shirzon Mishom V'nizkarabnu L'Avedes Hashem Yisborach V'chamo Ma'iles Teves V'dirish V'parsh Sarami V'dovi Achi Yigma L'Idrish K'laparsh. So he's discussing the Sium Bishvach of Shibud HaNefesh. According to the Rambam, the Sium Bishvach of Shibud HaNefesh consists Kevon HaMokam Avedos. But here he says, he also mentions V'nizkaravnu L'Avedes Hashem Yisborach B'chamu Ma'iles Teves V'dirish B'parsha Sarami V'dov. So the whole paragraph Kamu Ma'iles Teves L'Amokim Aleinu L'Ritzonim Mitzrayim V'lo'osu B'mishvotim Dayeinu. Because we don't find it in the Mechilte or in the Gemara in Psochem, but from the Miritz Mashma, that this is an essential part of the Agode. This constitutes the Sium Bishvach. But the Miri mentions two Sium Bishvach. One is the whole paragraph, Kamo Ma'iles Teves L'Amokim Aleinu, and then a Parsha Sarami V'dov. What does it mean? I think that it means that in regard to Shibud HaGuf, so the Sium Bishvach consists of Kamo Ma'iles Teves L'Amokim Aleinu. In regard to Shibud HaNefesh, the Sium Bishvach consists of Aram Eividov. And the Shibele Aleket says the same thing. And the Yovin Shmur, that's by the Rashbats. So he has a Pirush and Agode Yovin Shmur, says the same thing. And they spell it out that the Sium Bishvach of Shibud HaGuf consists of the chapter of Kamo Ma'iles Teves L'Amokim Aleinu. So it's an old thing, it's not something that was put in the Gaonic times. It was B'mei Chazal also, B'mei Amishn, because that's the Sium Bishvach of Shibud HaGuf. And Aram Eividovi is the Sium Bishvach of Shibud HaNefesh. Then the Yovin Shmur has another pshat. The Yovin Shmur by the Rashbats. He says that the brocha of Asher Golonu v'golas aviseinu v'igona laila hazeh is the Sium Bishvach of both in the Shibud HaGuf area and in the Shibud HaNefesh. We have to understand this. Now, from the Loshon HaRambam, while from the Rambam's Loshon in Perek Zayin, it's mashma that the Siyum Bishvach of Shibud HaGuf,